Chinese pilot.
No, that's
Mrs.
okay.
Doubtfire is my name.
You certainly have a beautiful accent. Where are you about to go from?
America.
America.
If you like that, yeah, get a load of this.
Oh, that's your cock.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Can We Add Arnie, a podcast that I would say is just as exciting as the AFL footy finals. Oh, if your team didn't make them. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, that's interesting.
You've really...
But you're not, like, that invested because your team's out. But you're like, oh, no, I'll watch it. Like, but I'm not really, like, my team's out, so I don't really...
You've pigeonholed us as an Australian podcast.
I'm okay with that.
We're a global podcast.
Okay, the NFL finals.
Yeah, throw that football.
Go Jets!
Go Raiders!
I don't think Jets have made finals for a very long time. Corey Sutton, how are we?
I'm great, Alan Oldworth. It's great to be here and blasting through another episode of Can We Add Arnie, the podcast where we improvise scenes of Arnie in movies to make them better.
Absolutely. Today's movie is a favourite for both of us. We love it. Mrs. Doubtfire, of course, starring Robin Williams.
May he rest in peace.
And he's so good in this movie. We knew it was good. We've seen it a million times, and then rewatching it, you just go, man, the guy was great.
The first impression, like, I owe my love of impressions to Robin Williams because of this film.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Like, I think it's probably where it started for me too, I imagine.
And the first thing for me was when he did the Porky Pig thing. He was like, p-day, 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 piss off, Lou. And that's when I was like, oh, I want to do that. And I was walking around the house and Dad would be like, hey, you want to come with me? We're going to do the lawn together. But p-day, 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 piss off, Dad.
Wow.
Then he hit me.
Now, I got 70% on from the critics on Rotten Tomatoes, 77% from the audience. That's about right. I'd go a little bit higher, if I was to be honest, just a little bit, maybe in the 80s. But yeah, I get it. It's not for everyone, but it is a pretty good movie. Robin Williams, obviously, is amazing. Should we do the synopsis?
Absolutely. Oh, would you like to pull a character first?
I wasn't sure which order I was going to go today. Decided to mix it up, but I'll draw a character
first. No, I forced your hand there.
No, I like the hand being forced. All right, this one is a phony salesman who only sells things you don't need.
Oh, gosh.
What a random idea from people. By the way, these suggestions all come from you. You can give us them all, whether it's our Instagram or our Facebook or TikTok, whatever it is. There is a way to get in our ear a pushy salesman who only sells things you don't need.
Oh, wow. That's going to be...
That's a hard one.
That is hard.
Well, anyway, I look forward to that randomly encroaching into the podcast. Corey, the synopsis, please.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh.
Is a heartwarming comedy... I'm not going to do that to the whole thing.
It's pretty good, but I was pretty happy with that.
About Daniel Hillard, a talented voice actor and loving father going through a divorce. Aren't we all?
Oh, God. After we just don't know it yet. It's coming. Why are you crying?
After losing custody of his children, Daniel, desperate to stay connected with them, comes up with an outrageous plan. He disguises himself as a British nanny named Mrs. I didn't know that was a first name. Euphigenia Doubtfire.
Sounds like you're catching the public toilets.
His ex-wife, Miranda, Sally Field, by the way,
yep,
unknowingly hires Mrs. Doubtfire to look after their children, leading it to a series of hilarious situations as Daniel juggles his double life.
And it really is a heartwarming movie in the sense that they don't end up back together. Spoiler alert. Like,
yeah.
They end up divorced. And like back then, early 90s, this was something that was like happening more and more. And kids were just like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Your parents got divorced? Like, I didn't know that was an option.
Divorce really caught on in the 90s.
Oh, it's my favorite thing out of the 90s. That and cargo pants.
I only got one of those.
Well, yeah, that same here. And geez, I had a lot of pockets. anyway.
90s divorces just hit different.
They really do. There's so many spots where we could add Arnie. I would like to start where we do get to meet Robin Williams' character, and he is the master of impressions, and he gets to do a million of them throughout the whole movie.
Mm.
And then it becomes a scene where he becomes aware that Sally Fields is putting an ad to try and find a nanny that's going to take care of everything, a housekeeper. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to overwhelm her with a bunch of random, horrible characters that could potentially go for this ad. So it sets it up, but then his perfect Mrs. Doubtfire to then swoop on in and take the role. So like, there's random ones. There's like woman yelling in the background. He does some impressions that would not hold up today.
I don't remember those ones, but
let's
I'll
just
trust
say
you.
There was a few ones where it's like, oh, that's a bit. I don't think if a white man's allowed to do those voices anymore.
Oh, you're bringing up racism on the podcast.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't do them. It was 1993, different time. But we thought maybe we could do that right now. Sally Field's butt role replaced with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, what a big day. Oh, I'm going to sit down in my bed. I'm going to put my feet up. And I'm going to hold the phone. I wonder if it's going to be a new nanny. Here we go. Hello.
Yo, it's Jack Black. Heard about the ad. Housekeeper, what up?
Oh, yo, we're looking
Quick question about the kids.
No, I'm...
They play any instruments? What up?
Yeah, they do.
Do they do a cello?
No,
a
no.
Guitar?
No.
Piano?
Yes.
Pianese?
No.
Yo, Jack Black.
Yo, hello, we already
can
said hello.
Can I take the role?
I'm going to need
afternoons off most of the time. I'm not reliable.
That's not really... No.
And also, I don't like my friend anymore.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, what a loser. Oh. Okay.
Hello.
Oh, whoa.
Hello.
Whoa.
Hey, it's me. Hey, it's Nick Cage. What up?
The actor?
Yeah, maybe. You never know. What am I up to? Am I going to be looking in a cave or am I changing faces? Quick question, Bart.
I mean, I should
the
be
kids,
asking. Okay.
They got faces?
They do.
Do they come off?
Like a face off?
Like a face off.
Okay, this isn't funny, Nicholas.
A face off.
No, you can't take my kid's face.
Give me the job.
No, are you even qualified?
Maybe.
What? No.
Snake eyes. Bye.
I'm not... I'm getting impatient. But it's for the children. I got to remember that. You know, got to keep them wedding. Treat them mean. Keep them keen. Okay, here we go. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Winnie again?
No, it's me, Elmo.
Elmo.
Do your kids love tickles?
This is kind of creepy, man.
I want to tickle your kids.
No, you don't. No, that's creepy.
How many kids have you got?
I'm not telling how many kids
how
I got.
How many?
What?
How many?
Three. No.
Six hands are for tickling. Let me tickle them.
Elmo. No, Elmo. Listen. Listen to me.
Wait a second. The kids are yelling in the background. Shut up. I was trying to talk about getting a job! I've had enough of your shits!
Oh no, we don't do
it! I hate you!
Elmo!
Sesame Street doesn't play like I used to! Okay? Sorry about that, did you hear any of that?
Goodbye!
Oh.
Jeez, I can't... okay. Here we go, I'll do it again! Guten Tag!
Hi, I'm a TikToker and I just want to be big. And I was just wondering if you'd come with me as I show you a world where I'm your babysitter. This is sponsored post, by the way.
Okay, this is getting out of control now. Hello?
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 Hello? Hey.
Hey.
I just saw the ad.
Who is this? You sound familiar.
I like the sound of your voice. Yeah, it's very trustworthy. Yeah, no, I saw the ad about you needing a house sitter. Is that right? Or is it?
I need a nanny.
A nanny?
What is your name?
Oh, my name's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No.
Yeah.
What, the governor?
Yeah, like the governor of California, the state you're kind... Wait, is San Francisco in
California? Yeah, you're
well,
my governor.
Well, it's part of your state, isn't it? Say to me, I love California so much.
You're my governor.
I'm your governor.
Well, what do you
I
want
could
to be
your
my...
babysitter.
Why do you want to be my nanny?
Well, I saw the pay. It's an increasing amount of money. I love it. It's so good. Well,
aren't you busy running the state?
Yeah, but, you know, there's afternoons between 4 and 7. I'm normally pretty free.
It seems like you got a lot on your plate.
Okay, talk me out of it then. Bye.
Bye.
Classic 90s phone.
Talk to me.
Oh, hello, dearie.
Hello. Who's this?
It's me, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Doubtfire. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm ringing about the nanny job.
Well, you sound very sane compared to everyone else I've been speaking to lately.
I can't imagine who you've been talking to.
Yeah, me either. So what can... Do you want the job?
Well, yes, I think I do want
you
the job.
You got it. Please, come.
Oh.
Immediately for interview. You got the job pretty much. Just come, okay?
Oh, I'm a little overwhelmed.
That's okay. Please come.
Okay, I'll see you in a bit.
See you later. Bye.
I love in the movie, and this becomes a thing in like so many different movies, where they struggle to find a name and they find it from just looking around at different things.
Yep.
Like we've seen comedies do it so many times, they just find something ridiculous, but far out. It makes me laugh. I know it's such a simple thing.
It's so low hanging fruit, but it gets me every time.
It gets me every time. It's like, hi, I'm Alan. What's your last name? Studio? Okay, Alan Studio. It's like not even trying. And Corey, what was your last name, Corey?
My Disco Duff.
Oh, okay, Corey Disco Duff. Don't know what that means.
There's a disco ball and there's a Duff mug in here.
Okay, now I know what it means. I hate it.
Okay. Pierce Brosnan is where I want to go next.
How good is Pierce Brosnan?
I forgot that he was in the film.
He's the bad guy.
Yeah.
But he's not that bad.
Because they overhear a conversation of him at the pool, and he talks about how he really loves the kids.
That's the moment where he's not the bad guy, because prior to that, it's like he's handsome, he's rich, he's a douche. And also, I mean, he's gone straight for her. Like, she's not even divorced yet, and he's like, I'm sliding on in. I love it.
He's not even dead and buried.
No, but the second that he, like, talks about the kids, and he, like, how much he loves them, and then, like, he's like, that little one, I just love it.
Melts
like,
his heart. You kind of go,
man.
James Bond, you.
Oh, you bloody Bondy boy. So what do you see? You see Arnie in this scene.
Arnie probably as Pierce Brosnan's character, the usurper of the marriage.
And should we do the bit where they're at the pool?
Oh, absolutely.
So he's inviting for a pool date. They randomly walk in and he's on a diving board and does this excellent like performance flip.
Yeah, like Olympic level standard.
Yeah, and it's just like, and everyone's like, wow. And it's like, you're in a like private pool thing. Like, this isn't like a training complex. Like, why? Such a random thing to do.
Okay. Hey, kids. Hello. Hey.
Yeah. Wow. Hey. Wow.
Watch this.
Huh?
Whoa.
Oh, wow. That was so impressive. He's
Did
so
you
cool.
see that? Perfect.
He should be the next Bond.
Barely a splash. Yeah, I'll have a martini. Shaken, not stirred.
He's so cool. He's so awesome. Can we go play somewhere else now?
Yeah, of course you can. Okay. Oh, the nanny's here.
Hello. I mean, I don't know how to do Mrs. Doubtfire voice. Let me try.
Hello, how are we,
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, dear, how
it's
are we,
so
dear?
So good to see you.
Yeah, look at you with everything hanging out like that. It's so lovely.
Oh, you noticed my package?
Yeah.
You see my package?
Yeah. FedEx would charge you extra. It's a lot of package there, isn't it?
It's extra long.
Speaking of baggage, I notice you've invited the family out again today. You're definitely interested in Sally Field, aren't you?
Sally is a beautiful woman.
Yeah, and the kid from Matilda. You like that kid
as well?
I can't
get enough of the kid from Matilda.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. Yeah. And on that way.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Magical way.
Yeah.
I bet she's got a friend who could eat like a whole cake.
I bet she does. So what's your plans? You want to bang and go, I assume, you know? You bang British boys
go.
Are.
Oh,
what? Oh, the British. Just me doing another voice.
No, I don't bang and go.
What's your plans?
No,
your
I love and stay.
Yeah, okay.
I'm pushing 40.
Uh-huh.
I need to.
You look great.
I look great for
40.
I'm 40.
Shit.
Almost. I'm 39.
I thought you were in your 20s just so
no.
together. Wow.
No.
Oh,
and I've got big career ambitions.
Yeah, what's the goals?
Oh, I want to, I'm going to go into politics.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With an accent as American as mine.
Of course.
It just resonates with the people.
Wow.
And so, but I want to settle down.
Yeah.
And Sally, she's a good woman.
Yeah.
And I love
kids. A
lot
of baggage.
No baggage. Baggage. Look at these muscles.
Yeah, but the three kids.
I pick
kids,
up all the baggage.
But all the three kids, you know, the old one, she's a handful. Trust me, I read to her every night. She doesn't want to hear it from me.
No. Yeah,
she just wants to go and hang out with boys.
Yeah, and I say to her, no boyfriends until you go to college.
Wow. Okay, that's good parenting. That's good parenting there.
She needs education.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's talk. Can we talk about Daniel?
Of course. You know, I love Daniel.
The kid's father, he's still in the picture.
Oh, that loser.
I wouldn't say loser. He's just a guy.
He's bouncing from job to job.
Well, that's how you bounce, isn't it? Better than bouncing to unemployment, isn't it?
He's got some middle-aged woman living with him now.
Oh, and I've heard that she's very attractive.
That doesn't sound right.
No, pretty sure. Pretty attractive. Pretty British. Pretty
Daniel
attractive.
Daniel needs a good man, and I want to be that for him.
For Daniel?
No, not him. No, the son.
No. Let's explore this, dear. You want to be a good man for Daniel.
See.
But you're stealing his wife. You go back to the bar. I'm going to talk to the bartender now, okay? Don't fear, dear. Off you go.
Hello, mate. What can I get for you?
I'll take a beer.
Oh, yeah. That's a pretty weird accent you got there,
sorry,
lady.
Sorry.
Can I take a beer, dear? Beer, dear.
You want a beer? Okay. A here beer. You go. Here's your beer.
Yeah, God. This guy's such a.
You're having troubles there with, how old are you anyway, lady?
I'm as old as you want me to be, pal.
I mean, you look 60.
No, I'm a bit older than that, dear.
Okay, this whole changing accents, what's going on here?
I don't know.
Look, everyone talks to bartenders.
I didn't expect Corey to take the lead as Pierce Brosnan role, to be honest with you. And it's really shaking me. Shaking, not stirred me. Don't off air, dear Mrs. Doubtfire. Even off air, we practiced and he nailed the Doubtfire. We're like, well, he's got that locked up. And so I just thought that was it. And all of a sudden, I'm doing Doubtfire.
Okay, so what I'm hearing, pal, is that you're struggling with, you got some kind of gambit going with your family.
I don't care
what the situation is. Yeah. But you're saying that you're trying to, your accent's not down.
No, it's not. No, no.
And so
Doubtfire, dear. Doubtfire. It's the only way to get into it.
What are you British? You're British, yeah?
Yeah, sure. Let's go.
Okay, so you're trying to be, okay, repeat after me.
My name's Mrs. Doubtfire, dear.
Oh, there she is. Hello.
See, this is how you need to talk.
Well, then you should have done it from the start.
I just like a challenge, dear. And I wanted to push you.
I don't...
because I think you needed it. I'm upskilling.
Your Arnie did sound good, but...
I've been working on it.
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
He's back.
Hey.
Well, I think that scene went absolutely perfectly.
Yeah, look, in hindsight, I should have gone probably as Doubtfire.
No, I like it. I like it. Absolutely love it. There's a few scenes that we see as a montage of, like, you know, Arnold, as Robin Williams day to day, as Mr. Doubtfire dealing with different experiences. One of them is he gets, like, stuck with a horny old bus driver.
Yeah. I know, it's kind of like a recurring thing for a couple of scenes.
Yeah, a couple of scenes where it's like, you know, he's just, oh, no, this guy. He's like, let's check it her out. It's like, where are you going? Hope you got a warm body to get home to. He's like, all right, mate. But it kind of starts as a little bit of a love story, but there's not a finish for it.
You want a finish?
I kind of want an ending.
Well, who do you want Arnie to be?
I'm definitely doing Arnie.
Okay, Arnie's the bus driver.
Yeah, okay. All right, here we go.
Hello, dear. Hello.
Just
one ticket, please.
One ticket, just one.
Just one for
just
me.
Just one all by yourself, eh?
Yes, there's nobody with me.
No, that's
Mrs.
okay.
Mrs. Doubtfire's my name.
Doubtfire.
Yeah,
I want to dance the fire in my pants. Okay, here's your ticket.
Excuse me?
Nothing. Grab yourself a seat.
Thank you.
Make sure you sit nice and close to me. You know, the buses can be dangerous in the back, so sit nice and close to me.
I've got a seat right here at the front seat.
Yeah, right in the front. You've got a seat right here for now if you want it as well.
Excuse me?
Nothing. You certainly have a beautiful accent. Where are you about to your frown?
America.
I thought it sounded familiar. I recognized it. We know each other well. All right, so
it's a very, very, very normal American accent. Doubtfire has been around for years in the States.
Yeah, no doubt at all. So,
I see what you did there.
Didn't mean though; that was unintentional.
It's also no doubt. My favorite band.
Your favorite band, Gwen Stefani, just a girl. And you're just a girl.
There's nothing to see.
Nothing
here
to see. Speaking of nothing to see, I can see a little bit up your leg there, and it's a hairy leg. It's okay. I like them natural.
But if you like that, get a load of this.
Oh, that's your cock. Wow. Holy moly, that's a thick penis that you've just whipped out there.
Sorry, I think I brought out the cock too early.
Never apologize. Unless you do it at the workplace. And then in that case,
you're fired.
You are fired, but you should also apologize on the way out in handcuffs. What a beautiful scene.
Oh, stunning. Absolutely stunning scene.
I do like you, Mrs. Doubtfire.
More Mrs. Doubtfire.
I do think there's something in that. There's another bit that I wouldn't mind touching on as well. I don't know how we're going to do it, but I love when, there's so many moving parts. I don't want to get too confusing for everyone, but there's a point where Robin Williams' character is having a chat with the lead of this, the head of the studio.
Yeah, the network.
And they're talking about how we're going to make this TV show work. And he's kind of coming back and forth.
Mm.
And then he appears there as Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yep.
I think maybe we should do that scene. Arnie is, in this case, he is the executive there talking about this, and Robin Williams is coming in and out, and then eventually we get some Mrs. Doubtfire action, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Well, I tell you what, when I saw you playing with those toys the other day, even though you couldn't see me, it was so entertaining. I'm like, this is what I need on my TV station.
Well, I really appreciate this. This is great. This is awesome.
It is really so good. And hey, even though you came late to the meeting, I totally forgive you because you're such a fun character. You're a fun vibe.
Oh.
What's wrong?
Oh, I think that bean I ate.
Oh, no, you only just ate a bean. That's all you've eaten so far.
It's like a bunch of beans.
Oh, no.
I feel it.
You need to go poop?
I need to go poopies.
Go poop now.
Okay.
Jeez, yeah, get out of here. Oh, wow. He's been coming and going a lot all evening. But you know what? I like him. I like his ambition, and I love his character. Yeah, hello. How are you?
Would you be interested in buying...
Uh-huh. Oh, no, it's one of those guys that takes photos of you when you're at a restaurant with your significant other and then keeps trying to sell it to you. He also has roses that are very old and weird things that light up. He's a thing in Northbridge in Western Australia. I saw him quite often. He ruined quite a few evenings for Alan and his wife. Oh, hello, how are you?
Charmed to meet you.
Yeah, okay.
And would you be interested in a photo, a light-up pinwheel?
No, I'm not here with a date.
I'm doing a business meeting.
No, that's okay. It's fine. I don't need a glow stick.
Are you sure? I can be very pushy persuasive.
No, actually, I'm looking for my friend Daniel. Is he? Have you seen him? He's very hairy.
There's no Daniels here.
God damn it. Okay. Hey, thank you. You're back. Okay, you can go now. We're discussing business.
Daniel.
No. Leave him alone, okay?
Would you be interested, Daniel, in purchasing...
Don't buy anything.
...a pinwheel that lights up?
Oh.
Or
yes.
A photo for the table. Well, actually, do you want to get a photo?
The meeting's not going that well yet. Okay.
I mean, he's being pushy.
He's very pushy.
What if we just? He's selling us useless.
No, because if you buy something, then he's gonna stick around and keep coming back.
All right, well, I'll let you deal with him.
I don't want to. Yeah, get out of here.
Oh.
Take my water in your face. Okay. All right. So anyway, where were we? We were talking business.
So you wanted to know all the ideas that I had.
Yeah.
For the show.
So you were like talking a dinosaur and then a rapper or something.
Kids learn. The best when you're telling stories.
Oh, I love
you're
that.
Giving them stories, that's you're so giving good. Them hustle, you're playing with cars, you're teaching them about chemistry and physics and planets and volcanoes.
And you're saying that it's good to not talk down to them. You've got to talk up to them.
You need to lift a kid up. I believe you put a crown over a kid's head and you let them grow into it.
Oh, like a little kid. What's wrong?
Oh,
you got the poops again?
Oh,
I really don't want you to go because that salesman's going to come back the second that you leave. Oh, please don't leave.
I think it was the garlic bread.
Oh, no, he's going to poop. Okay, get out of here. Don't poop at the table. Oh, God. Okay, I'm going to be on my phone right now. Da-da-da, doing a bit of words.
Hello, mate. You ready to order?
God damn it!
What, it's me, the waiter.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you were the pushy salesman.
You ready to order?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm just going to order. Can I get 3 double scotches? And,
What about for your mum?
For my mom?
Was she your date?
No, who's she? I'm talking to my friend Daniel here. What are you talking about?
Sorry, I've jumped ahead in the scene
just a little bit, okay? I don't know what you're very confused. Get me 3 double scotches. And between you and me, I kind of was interested in the spinning wheel that lights up. But I don't want to buy it from him.
So you want me to go get you a spinning
wheel? No. Just inquire the price, but don't let him know why I want to know the price. Because I don't want to buy things from him. He's very pushy.
All right, so I'll go talk to him.
Yeah, no.
I'll get you a price.
Yeah, but don't make it seem like it was my idea. Because then he's going to come over.
Okay, well, I'll go do that.
Okay, cool. And 3 double scotches.
And 3 double scotches and inquire about the light up.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
I'll see you later.
Well, sorry about that.
Who are you?
It's me, Daniel. Just Daniel.
Wait, what the hell is this?
Oh.
You're dressed like a... Daniel, is that you?
Oh.
You're dressed like an old woman. An attractive old woman.
Attractive?
Well, just a little bit. It could be the double scotches.
I'll have a double scotch.
Yeah, let's all have a double. Yeah, attractive as hell. All right, so what's the plan? Is this part of the character that you want to do?
Ta-da!
I'm very impressed.
Let me introduce you to Mrs. Dootfire.
Wait, let me first do the thing where I act like I'm not impressed in it, and then I surprise you by really liking the idea, okay? Watch this. What the hell is this? You're dressed like an old woman? I love it!
I call it Mrs. Doubtfire.
I love the accent. Where are you from?
She's from America.
I can hear it in the voice. I thought I noticed something.
She teaches the little children all that they need to know.
Can she rap?
She raps.
Yep.
She can do musicals. She can do comedy.
Give me a rap right now.
I'll give you a rap.
Oh, here we go.
Hello, my name is Mrs. Doubtfire. If you want to learn about dinosaurs, go to college so you won't become poor. And if you're worried that your home doesn't have a lock and the burglar comes, just show him your cock.
Whoa, that once again is so girthy and it's not even hard. Wow, that is thick.
Whoa, it's me, the waiter. You can't just get your cock out in a restaurant.
No, but look at it.
I mean, it's big, it's girthy. You're right. Let's get that salesman over here. Oi, come over here. Look at this cock.
Oh, my goodness. That is a big cock.
We will grab that photo if you don't mind.
Well, that concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie to Mrs. Doubtfire? And I think it's safe to say that we most certainly can.
If you want to, like, anything on the social media really helps us.
Yep. Give us more suggestions.
More suggestions of characters you want to see to appear, films you want us to do where we can add Arnie. Subscribing is a massive help. It Please. Really is. If you can jump on and write a review on Apple Podcasts or leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify, that really helps. Obviously, listening to our stuff helps.
That helps too.
It really does help.
Even if it's
help.
On triple speed and you can't understand what we're saying, yeah. We just want the download.
We do. We do, baby. Like us on Instagram, TikTok, and of course, join our Can We Add Arnie Facebook group.
Absolutely. And just keep doing you, boo.
Flop. Thud.